Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Adel Settleman-Burn Superintendent Greg Dufault. Greg, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's always great to talk to you, Joe. Thanks for calling.
So the primary reason that I have you in here today is to talk about the recent special meeting that you had. It was largely to deal with the coronavirus-related closure of the remainder of school. So first of all, just talk about the plans for the district now that school has been closed for the remainder of the year.
Yes, you're right. You know, these special meetings that we've been having are due to the COVID pandemic and the succession of school closures. Of course, as you know, the third decision by the governor regarding schools was to close for the remainder of the year. So we set the special meeting to really have the board consider a resolution that looked very similar to the previous two that speaks to the implications of that closure, specifically around the approval of continuing to pay our classified people for reasons that are stated in the resolution, and also around our continuous learning plan and how we're voluntary and the particulars around that plan. You know, this was the major reason for the special meeting. And also then in administrative reports, we updated the board fully on our continuous learning plan, our grading and credit plan, and then our plans for graduation.
All right, and we'll discuss those here in a second. But first, I wanted to also just ask regarding the classified staff wages for the remainder of the school year. Why did you feel like it was important to continue those for those individuals?
Well, it's common practice by school districts right now. It seems to be the general approach to those employees. It's also been the recommended path for Iowa districts from organizations like Iowa Association of School Boards and School Administrators of Iowa. And really, it's the preferred approach from the state of Iowa. It gets down to this whole notion of the disruption to our economy. You know, we stand to all Iowa school districts and districts across the nation, you know, stand to see some federal stimulus money. And part of that federal stimulus money is really tied to not laying off people and increasing the number of people that are requesting unemployment. So that's really the general reasons around that decision.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the plans for moving forward here, the continuous learning, the grading and credits plans, and then the graduation as well. So talk about the reports that were made on those and what people can expect regarding those three aspects of ADM curriculum moving forward here.
Yeah, we took quite a bit of time to, you know, update our board and take a pretty deep dive in our continuous learning plan. You know, all Iowa school districts had to choose one of three paths. And this was even prior to the closure for the full year. It was in the midst of the second closure period where we could choose not doing anything in terms of learning opportunities for kids, doing it on a voluntary basis, or having it be required. So all districts went through a pretty extensive process of identifying what was best in our particular circumstances. And we have chosen the voluntary pathway. So we unpacked those reasons why for the board and then really went into what's our plan look like and what's it look like for parents and students at the different buildings and grade levels. We're really happy with our plan. As I commented to the board, we really went from 0 to 60 really quickly. As we trace the evolution of our planning and our support available for parents and kids, I feel it's really impressive. We really have stayed in tune with the realities that all of us are facing and our families are facing and what's reasonable to expect students and families to do in the midst of a pandemic where families are facing circumstances we never anticipated. You know, unemployment in some cases, working remotely, you know, working at home while taking care of small kids. There's just a variety of circumstances that are impacting our family that we wanted to pay attention to. So the amount of work, what we're asking kids to do in this closure period is reasonable. And what our teachers are putting out for our kids to do, I think is really, really good. And to do that remotely and virtually in a variety of ways, whether it's live meetings using Google Meet or recorded lessons, other methods of engaging with our kids, it's really been astounding. So it was fun to share that with our board and give them a deeper sense, although they've been completely updated and they understand our process. It was fun to share some details regarding our learning plan. Part of that, of course, is the grading and credit plan that we have at the high school. And we just walk through how we are working with our high school students and their parents on the decisions they have to make. Basically, students can choose to take the grade for the second semester courses at the high school as it stood when we closed on March 12th. If they're not happy with that grade, whatever it may be at that point in time, they can continue to work to improve that grade. And then we've identified a process where our advisors at the high school, our teachers have an advisory group. They are meeting virtually with parents and students to make those decisions because they're significant. They impact a student's grade point average, and we're really going to great lengths to make sure that students and their parents are making joint decisions on how they want to go about their grade for these classes in the second semester that were so disrupted by the pandemic.
Absolutely. And then as far as graduation is concerned, what's the latest plan as far as holding those ceremonies?
Lee's done a great job. Our high school principal's done a great job of connecting with our seniors, and our perspective, and it matches with the board's perspective, is to do whatever we can, as much as we can, to have as traditional a ceremony as possible. To that end, we're planning on a late June type of ceremony. Hopefully it can be just like it's typically been in our gym. You know, a second option is to have something at the football field if we needed to have social distancing still be in play and maybe limit the number of people that can come. They even have other options that, you know, move back from there based on the circumstances. You know, no one knows what is going to be in play in June. So we're trying to buy some time and execute as traditional a ceremony as possible for our seniors. We really value that. We don't want to have simply a virtual ceremony on May 24th and have that be it. We really want to make all the effort we can to provide those seniors with a graduation ceremony that is traditional.
Absolutely. Well, one last question I have here for you is, I'd say, a bright spot that started last week. That is the Tiger Pride Drive events, as well as the Tiger Pride merchandise, and really seeing the community come together has got to put a smile on your face.
You know, I have the privilege of being able to walk up into the stadium and watch the cars go around the loop as they see the lighted softball, baseball, and stadium. There's just a lot of cars out last Friday night. It was so fun. And we think that will continue to grow as we have themes for each Friday night, different groups of students and even our staff that we're trying to honor and celebrate. And we've really connected them to that Friday night stadium lighting that's in honor of the days missed. You know, we had our lights on for 25 minutes. That represents the 25 days of school that we've been closed to date. So it's really special. This Friday will feature, you know, spring sports and activities that were canceled. You know, so that's really the group of students that we want to celebrate and have them come out. The following Friday, we'll focus on our teachers as it's Teacher Appreciation Week. And then we move into some specifics around our seniors as we get later in May and get closer to what would be our graduation date of May 24th. So it's a really good plan. We have t-shirts that people can buy, and we have yard signs. And, you know, we're just trying to make it a special month in spite of the fact that we can't gather yet. So it's good stuff. It's a great place, and really proud of the support that our communities give to our school and our students in particular.
Absolutely. Well, ADM Superintendent Greg Dufault, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
No, I just really appreciate the support of our communities and their patience and grace. And I can't say enough about our teachers. You know, next week is Teacher Appreciation Week, and that's significant for me as I see them doing things that we couldn't have imagined doing 5 or 6 weeks ago. And they're just working so hard to serve their kids, and it's just impressive, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you about it.
Well, thank you for talking with me about it. Really appreciate it, and thank you again for all the information.
You bet. Have a great day.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Greg Dufault. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sarwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.